amazingly, really astonishingly, with everything that's been going on, Ford Motor Company has produced a $561 million profit in the second quarter. Imagine that amid the widespread production disruptions from this lingering global shortage of computer chips, complicated by surging demands for vehicles. Always with a smile on his face is the proud president and CEO of Ford Motor Company, Mr. Jim Farley, joins us again here at 6:35. Congratulations again, Jim. Well done. I don't know how you did it.
Well, thank you, Paul W. It was the team. They did a great job at Ford. Sounds like you're going to have a wonderful day up there, up north. And we're working away at Ford, doing a great job. So it was a great. We had a little over $1 billion profit. We thought we'd lose money in the quarter. We lost over 50% of our production. So to make money on 50% of the volume, it says a lot about the Ford team.
Well, the second quarter results, better than expected. It's got a lot to do. I know you'll say the team, and it is the team, but it is the team and the team leader making the smart choices for today and the long term, Mr. Farley.
Well, thank you. We have a great plan for the company. It's a little different than our plan in the past. It's called Ford Plus, but it's really working. We have those must-have products that only a Detroit company could do, the Mustang Mach-E. How about this? Number two electric SUV in the country. It was named Electric Car of the Year by Car and Driver, beating out the Tesla. The F-150 Lightning now, I think three-quarters of the reservations are new to Ford. We've got the Maverick coming. We're launching a bunch of new services with those must-have products, like our depot charging. We've now done 150 software upgrades remotely for our vehicles. We should end the year at about 600,000 updates. And we're now partnering for expertise. We just did a deal with Lyft, so that we'll have Ford AVs working on the Lyft network. Our Ford Plus plan is coming together. I'm really proud of the team that they're embracing this transformation, because it's really hard.
Well, it is hard. This is a very tough time, again, in the auto industry. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel regarding chips, Jim?
Yes, really do. We think that the second half of this year will be breakthrough in terms of chip for Ford, about 30% more total production. Paul W., we lost 900,000 units of production off a base. That was about 30% of our production we lost because of semiconductors. We were heavily influenced by one company, Renesas, in Japan. They had a fire on March 19th, burned their entire semiconductor facility down. They've been busy trying to get back up to speed. They're about 6 to 8 weeks behind. That really hurt us. 77% of our losses in production in the second quarter were due to that one company. I don't think the whole industry was exposed to them. So you'll see a lot better production results from our competitors. You know, we had exposure because we single sourced some components to them, but they're now almost up to 100%. So we think the second half is going to be much better. I've never seen demand like we've seen today. So it comes at a very important time that we can make all these vehicles. We have huge order banks for our new vehicles like Maverick, the Bronco, the Mustang Mach-E, the Lightning. I mean, they're completely sold out. So in fact, about 2 years ago, we may have about 1,000 orders from customers, retail orders, where they built their Ford custom built, and now we have 80,000 orders.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's all great news, which is why the Blue Oval is revising upward the outlook for the full year. And boy, when you can say something like that, that's all good news, and that does get the attention, finally, of Wall Street.
It's nice to see. You are right. All the Ford team are working so hard. We thought, Paul W., we'd make in the $6 billion range this year, which is a lot given, you know, 20, 30% of our production we lose. And we think we're going to make between 9 and 10 billion despite all the chip losses. So I'm really proud of the team. I'm really proud of the company. Our cash flow should be somewhere between 4 and 5 billion dollars, and you know, we're really on the move. Ford's on the move, and you've seen it a lot in your career. When these companies get going, it's a wonderful thing.
Well, it is a wonderful thing, and we are always on the sidelines cheering you guys on because we realize how important the automotive industry is, not just to Detroit and the great state of Michigan, but to these United States. And, of course, it's a worldwide business now. And by the way, speaking of worldwide, the Olympics are underway, and Ford Motor Company has a special reason to be proud during these Olympics. Right, Jim?
Yes. We have an employee, Cece. I probably will get her name wrong, but it's One Kiwire, and she is amazing. She's a release engineer for our F-150 Super Duty. She is built for tough. She's from Nigeria. She immigrated to the U.S. when she was 10. Another great American story and a Ford story, very typical of our company. She's a great inspiration to our global team. She's competing in track and field on the discus. She's world ranked, and the whole Ford Motor Company, all 200,000 employees, we're rooting for you, Cece.
Oh, but we are all, now that we know her story, rooting for her very specifically. As we continue at 6:41 on the Paul W. Smith Show with Jim Farley, Ford Motor Company President and CEO, $1.1 billion in profit, which is excellent news anytime, but especially given that they've had their hands tied behind their back with these chip issues and hoping the semiconductors start flowing again. You are going to have that Ion Park that's been announced, Romulus getting the Ford R&D Center. That's very exciting. Do we ever look at, you know, in the car business, we've started creating, manufacturing a lot of the parts we need rather than depending always on others.
Yes.
Are we ever
Yes.
going to do that with these semiconductors?
It is a great question. You know, the car industry, I would say, more than an electric car, more than half of the cost, the bill of material, is either electric components like batteries or these semiconductors. I mean, that's how important they become in these vehicles. We have 120 modules that control the vehicle. They all have multiple semiconductors. We need to bring that production back to the U.S. We are too dependent on companies like TSMC, who are in Taiwan, kind of the crosshairs of the politics between many countries in China. And we, you know, this is really an opportunity, and that's why the president is pushing this infrastructure bill to bring semiconductor production to the U.S. so we can have a better supply. It'll be very important, though, for Ford and industrial companies. Our semiconductor requirements are very different than an Apple iPhone. Because, you know, our vehicles have to work 40 below zero in the North Slope of Alaska, our Super Duties, and so we have temperature tolerances and quality tolerances different than cell phones. And so we have specific kinds of semiconductors, 25 nanometers, 22 nanometers or larger, that we need to localize here in the U.S. We're very encouraged by President Biden and the whole government leadership to bring that production back to the U.S. It'd be really a big deal for us at Ford.
I'm going to go a little long here, Brian, just so you know, because I've got Jim Farley and we've got some important things to cover, including the plan to take vehicles that have already been, in some cases, delivered. And what are you going to have, a mobile crew that goes around and puts in the chips that have been missing? Because I know you had to keep producing vehicles and they just have everything they need but the chips. Or will the dealerships be trained to put those chips in and apply them the way they need to be applied? What's the plan?
That is a terrific question. We started the quarter about 22,000 vehicles on wheels. You can see them parked around Southeast Michigan, similar to other companies. We finished the quarter with 66,000. A lot of the chips that we're missing are things that we can just plug and play. Literally open the hood, under the dash, plug in, the car's ready to go. We can drive it.
Wow.
You know, and so we take a lot of quality measures when we produce those kind of vehicles, and we know they're going to to be sitting. We cover them. We do lots of quality checks. We make sure there's no issues with them. A lot of extra quality checks, actually. They're some of the best vehicles we'll make. And so we are prioritizing now the chips and the modules we're getting for restoring those inventory on the ground throughout Southeast Michigan and the Midwest where all of our plants are. We're now starting to ship those. We are considering whether to dealers do it. Our dealers are fantastic at that, and you know that would give us 2 or 3 weeks of lost transportation back. And the customer demand right now, we're at 14-day supply. I mean, I have never in my history of 40 years in the company in this industry seen a 14-day supply. We are completely out of stock. The shelves are bare. So if we can get these units to the dealers, then they could plug in them. It's totally plug and play for some of the modules. Then I think it's a smart move for our customers. A lot of our customers demand, you know, they need new vehicles, especially our commercial customers who run their business. So they're begging us for these vehicles. That is something we're considering now.
Finally, as the CEO of a company with all of these employees, they turn to you to make sure you provide for them a safe environment to go to work. We see that the Ford mask mandate is back at some of your sites. Do you see that happening company-wide?
I'm not sure company-wide. We'll look at the local data. We look at the data every week and we make the call. But in Missouri and in Florida, it just got too bad. We had to go to masks. And we'll look carefully. I mean, the Delta resurgence is real. It's happening around the world and in the U.S., but it's very specific to different locations. So if we see the data and it's unsafe, I'm wearing a mask, everyone at Ford is wearing a mask.
Gotcha. All right. By the way, I know you're sponsoring once again, it makes a great deal of sense, the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Yeah.
If you need anybody to drive a Mustang Mach-E GT, in the Woodward Dream Cruise, I do know of one radio talk show host who would, you know, if you twisted his arm, drive one of those in the Woodward Dream Cruise for you. I can reach that person very easily.
We got a plan now. I could see you, Paul W., with your Ray-Bans on, looking just right in that Mustang Mach-E GT kind of Top Gun. I could see it right now.
All right. Well, I hope you see it all the way through to actually happening.
All right,
congratulations. I'm so subtle. Hey, congratulations to you, Jim, and your entire incredible Ford team. Great news. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day up there. Thank you for everything you do for our community. I'm so proud of our team, and thank you for the opportunity to talk today.
I'm proud of my team as well, Jim. Jim Farley, Ford Motor Company President and CEO here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.